Jess in with you this morning, and we're catching up with Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson. But before he starts talking, I just want to remind him of some singing he and his team did recently in Muswellbrook. How good is that? The dulcet tones of Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson's office. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very pleased it was drowned out by all the better voices.
It's safe to say that in our Glencore Upper Hunter Christmas Spectacular last night, thank goodness our emergency services are good at their day job. Let's just say that.
I don't think too many people will put up their hands and suggest to everyone else that they're all good singers. There are some fantastic singers, but I can certainly tell you that I'm not amongst them.
Neither am I can tell you that much. Now, Michael, it has been a huge year in the Upper Hunter. Aside from the obvious pandemic that we've all been dealing with, there has been so much going on this year.
Yeah, there has been. It's been an interesting year in many ways. I mean, one of the good things is the relief from the drought. And, you know, we've had some fantastic rainfall levels around the Upper Hunter generally throughout 2020. And farmers have got a fair bit of relief. It's not completely over yet. We're still in some level of drought conditions, and many farmers will be able to point this out to people from time to time. But generally, though, it's been pretty good. And, you know, with cattle prices holding up well, milk prices have increased at the farm gate level. We've got some fantastic record crops that have been harvested. So generally, the agricultural industry has had a significant improvement. And then, of course, that flows on to the rest of our community, and not only in an economic sense, but in a social and a mood sense. There's a good mood around town when things are going well. So, and of course, we've had the COVID situation, and we went through the lockdown periods, and, you know, a sense of, well, what's going to happen now, and where's this going to all end up? And then, of course, we got through all of that, and yes, there's a bit of activity going on in the northern beaches of Sydney at this point in time. But I just remind everyone, it can get out and about very quickly. And, you know, let's not forget some of the simple things that we can do, like a little bit of social distancing and, you know, keep washing your hands. So washing your hands is one of the key things that you can do. And just the simple things will make a difference and retain that level of freedom that we all desire, especially after such an interesting year as 2020 has been.
Mm, exactly. There's certainly been plenty of money coming the Upper Hunter's way this year. We've seen the resources for regions funding, for one, money for fire stations, and also more steps in major projects like the Muswellbrook Bypass, for instance.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that that I am very keen on, and I have a lot of internal discussions with various ministers and ministers' offices and so forth, and that is that we always should make sure that we continue to deliver on our commitments and our election commitments, and we are seeing that. And as you pointed out, we've got significant movements on the Singleton Bypass, Muswellbrook Bypass, of course, the Scone Bypass is complete. And we've got other major road projects happening. We're out to tender now for the Golden Highway intersection and the New England Highway intersection there just below Singleton, and the extension of the dual lanes from Belford up to that particular intersection. That's a major piece of work. We'll start construction on that early next year. So, and the other social pieces of social infrastructure, like you mentioned before, around you know, things like fire stations or new police officers, more teachers. There's funding gone into social services, domestic violence programs, and all sorts of things that a lot of people, unless you've got some sort of involvement in it, wouldn't necessarily see. But these things don't just happen. You've got to make them happen. And there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes from many people in the community, through myself and my own staff in the electorate office, through the ministerial staff and the department staff. We all work together to make these things happen, and it's all about making sure that we do all that we can, our little bit at least, to be able to improve the lives of everyone in the Upper Hunter.
It's certainly been a big year for our major industries as well. The mining industry, for one, the pandemic hitting that quite heavily.
Yes, and the pandemic at a global sense has made a huge impact on demand around the world for energy. And, of course, that has had a huge reduction in demand, which has had a huge reduction in demand for our coal. And the prices have been tumbling, and demand generally has been pretty poor. Plus, we've got the geopolitical issues looking at China now, and that creates a level of uncertainty. But you know, one of the things that the coal industry and all the members within that, all the workers within that, should be congratulated for is there was not one COVID case, and the coal industry, the mining industry, and the Upper Hunter went on business as usual. And without that happening, we would have seen a much more negative economic impact in the Upper Hunter and indeed the whole Hunter region, in fact, all of New South Wales. And we didn't see that. So I'd like to congratulate everyone within the mining industry for keeping on, keeping going, and staying safe and doing a fantastic job keeping us all ticking over as best you possibly can. You've done a wonderful job.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, we're almost, Christmas is a week away now. We just want to give a big shout out to the whole of the Upper Hunter. Make sure you spend it safely, whether it's everywhere from on the roads to near the water and to COVID-19 too. Just make sure you keep doing all the right things so we all get through the holiday season and start 2021 off all healthy and well.
Absolutely. It won't be long now before Santa comes knocking on the door, down the chimney, or through the window, or however he needs to get into your place, and I'm looking forward to that. And let's have a celebratory end of 2020 and a very positive look towards 2021 and what it might bring for us. There's plenty of good things that are going to happen. There's always good things that are going to happen, and every cloud has a silver lining. We must always remember this. And I urge everyone to have a wonderful Christmas, a very happy New Year period. And stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone and working with everyone in 2021.
For sure. Well, Michael, Merry Christmas to yourself and your team in the Upper Hunter, and we'll catch up with you in 2021.
And to you and yours, Jess, thank you very much for your wonderful work that you and your team do on 2NM and Power FM throughout the Upper Hunter. Thank you very much.